Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chris Seaman, the president of Caring Transitions. And Caring Transitions is a low-cost, home-based franchise that allows you to help older adults and their families with major transitions. Rather than concentrate on one service, they focus on the full needs of their clients in this time of transition. We're going to talk to Chris about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chris Seaman, the president of Caring Transitions. And Caring Transitions is a low-cost, home-based franchise that allows you to help older adults and their families with major transitions in their life. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Chris. It's great to finally have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
Well, I'm calling from the lovely Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so you're only a state away, Chris. We're in Easton, Pennsylvania, so we're not that far. So I can kind of guess what the weather is there today. A bit cold?
Yeah, a bit cold, rainy, gray, winter. Yes.
Exactly.
We're all there.
That's fantastic. You know, I understand that this year is Caring Transitions' 10th year anniversary, Chris. And, you know, we've been doing the show 10 years now, you know, and we always felt like, you know, that 10 years is such a milestone, isn't it? You know, and I think it's the milestone franchise.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And, you know, you talk about milestones, it's always an interesting time to look back and everything that's happened and, you know, where have you gone and what's happened to an organization over 10 years. And in franchising, that's a lifetime. And you really have to focus in on, you know, what are you doing today? But, you know, when you look back, it's an amazing transition.
How far has the company come in the past 10 years, Chris? You know, I mean, from, you know, I guess the beginning to, you know, where you're at today.
Well, I think some of the big things, Marty, is when we initially started 10 years ago, we were a 100% an estate sale company. All we offered were estate sales for people who needed to vacate the home and get the home ready for sale. And it was, you know, and it's one of those things. I mean, it was all physical. You know, we didn't have any online presence, nor did we offer the full range of moving and packing services and the things that really drive the company today. So over the last 10 years, you saw the trend. What happened is, you know, you're out working with the clients and you're going through all these scenarios, and, you know, people ask you, can you do this? Can you do that? And it turns out it's very similar skill sets. And it really focused in on, you know, what's truly the client's objective. And what we found out is estate sales don't really help the clients, because what happens to all the junk? What happens to all the stuff you can't sell? House still needs to be sold. All things need to happen. So
yeah, you guys, sure, it sounds like you were able to identify needs and solve problems at the same time, Chris, you know, as you were going through the whole process, you know. And I thought it's a great service. You know, we haven't really had, you know, doing the show such a long time now, we haven't really had anyone, you know, doing exactly what you guys are doing. How do you typically describe the Caring Transition franchise to a prospective franchisee, Chris? If you were at a show, you know, and someone came up to your booth and said the typical question, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond?
Well, first of all, you know, there's a short answer and a long answer, but, you know, primarily I like to start with the story of, you know, as people go through life and what happens to you as you get older, and you're going to have to go into that senior living community, or you have to downsize into a smaller home. We're the people who help with all the stuff that no one needs. And we also help people move into that next lifestyle and really set them up not for the end of life, but really the next stage in their life, and allow them to live a longer, healthier, and happier life, which has all been statistically proven that people do better when they're in an environment that's healthier for their, you know, current lifestyle. And so as you took a – and, you know, in short ways, what we do is we do moving services, which are the packing and unpacking, and then we do the liquidation of any unneeded items, and then we do donations and things like that. But it's primarily one of the more complex stories I've ever had to share. So a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I want to talk, what happened, you know, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, and your parents. We all go through these transitions in life, and who was there to help you and get you through this with you? And so you could focus in. What we do is we focus in on the stuff so the family can focus in on the people.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of describing the business, Chris. You know, because it is a difficult process, isn't it? You know, I mean, this is, you know, we went through it with my dad. You know, he had Parkinson's, and, you know, so we went through all the different phases of you know, him getting sick, you know. So, you know, I have an appreciation for this type of service, you know, because it really makes sense. As you said, you have a chance to focus on the people, have a chance to focus on your family, as opposed to other, like, I don't want to say minutia, but the things that you just don't have time to take care of. And that's not easy
to do all those transitions, are they?
No, and it's way more complicated than people really realize.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you think I'm going to take a weekend off from work and I'm going to go
right.
knock it out. And then, you know, they've got 40 years worth of
no.
stuff accumulated, and then everything
right.
is a family member. I think the thing that really kills me, Marty, is when you're going through the home, it's like, you know, this is stuff that nobody wants or needs anymore in the family.
Yeah.
And but yet there's a memory attached to almost everything. And as the family goes through this,
yeah.
it's like an emotional roller coaster. And then, you know, we can
yeah.
come in here and really just talk to them about, you know, things, you know, what's really important in life. And, you know, that's
right,
the people
right.
versus the things. And we can get people focused on those things because we're not emotionally attached to, you know, grandma's
right.
cookie jar. You know,
right,
it doesn't
exactly
where the family will fight over what happens to cookie jar.
Yes.
No one really wants, but it but
right.
you want the memories and the good times and the good feelings that grandma had through that cookie jar and how that represents to you. And that's where you really kind of get into it. And you look at, you know, the context of, you know, a lot of times, you know, our clients are still alive and they're still mentally there. They're just physically having some health issues. And,
right.
you know, they're dealing with a lot of times mother-daughter relationships. And
mm-hmm.
all these things can be really fraught if, you know, and having a third-party, non-emotionally invested company who's really caring to help you with through these things can really change this entire scenario, plus timing, how quickly we can do it versus how long the family takes to do it and all the other things that come into play, which really
right.
makes it a rewarding thing for me to be involved in and to see what our franchise owners and our clients and our employees all do every single day.
It is a feel-good business, isn't it, Chris? You know, and I know you've been in franchising, you know, for some time now, you know, so this must be an interesting role for you, you know, because it is different from what you've done in the past, you know what I mean? And I've always called this, you know, type of, like, I guess you could say industry, you know, kind of like a feel-good industry, you know, is a chance to make a nice amount of money and do something good at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, it'd be, you know, one of the things is we always used to walk away at the end of the day. I mean, when I was in the home improvement industry, and you walk away at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, you fix somebody's hole in the wall.
Right.
It's almost like car repair. You know, they didn't want the
sure.
hole in the wall in the first place. So when you walk away and the wall looks great, yeah, they're
right.
happy, but they're not thrilled
right.
either way. They're writing a check for
exactly.
something they didn't want in the first place. Here you're doing and actually physically changing people's lives
right.
and in a way
right.
that's so positive and so exciting. And, you know, it was a huge difference for me because, you know, let's talk about the franchise. A lot of our people who come aboard, you know, they come in, you know, obviously everyone needs to make a living when they start a business. Everyone needs to have
right.
all this come to play. In the home improvement franchise, though, that was the ultimately, you know, they wanted the freedom from working corporate
mm-hmm.
America and they wanted
right.
to make money. Here, it's they want to do good and they want to make money.
Right.
So it's a slightly different, because you have that psychic reward that comes with the business.
Sure.
But we always make sure. You know, it's our job to make sure they can stay continued focused on the financial rewards as well so that they have a viable business in their community.
That's fantastic. How has technology played a role in the business, Chris? You know, you were mentioning early on, you know, when you first started, I mean, you guys didn't really even have like a website or anything like that, you know, and today, you know, it seems like Caring Transition has really, you know, embraced technology. So how are you guys using technology today?
Well, I mean, you know, technology, it's amazing how our world's changed in the last 10 years, but, you know, there was eBay 10 years ago, perhaps, but, you know, the way that people understood it was, you know, you had one-offs and things like that.
Right.
Estates were always done two ways. You either had an auction or you had a physical estate sale. And,
right.
you know, it's amazing how many scenarios that doesn't really help the client. They don't have enough
yeah.
items to really staff an estate sale, or they're in a community
right.
that's a gated community or some of these other things. We realized we needed to come up with another solution to them other than just donating all their goods and trying to get them a tax credit. So we really looked at, you know, what is technology and how is technology going to help them? And we came up with, you know, a physical, you know, an online auction type of
mm-hmm.
estates, but it's online. And it's the only national platform for a company that does transitions, moving, and estate sales like we do, where you can go online. There's multiple storefronts, but it's all one address, and you can look at multiple estates. We have local pickup as well as national shipping. And it's just the way people buy today. They really, so many of
yeah.
our consumers are online, and you have to have
yes.
that online component, which is why a big push in 2017 is our newest version of our online auction site, which is you know, get it on all the modern technology, which continues to change every couple of years. But, you know, there'll be apps to it and all the other different things that people need to make it more convenient, one, to sell, and two, to ship and buy and post and all the other things you need to do to make
right.
technology work for you. And then, you know, is like you probably a lot of the other franchise concepts you talk to. I mean, just the advent of Facebook and, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of our advertising for yeah. our liquidations is now through Facebook, which, you know, even 5 years ago, no one even would have considered.
True.
So
yeah.
if you don't, it seems like today, if you don't embrace technology, you're going to get left behind, whether, you know,
yes.
you love it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's well said. You know, it's interesting, you're talking with the, you know, online auctions, Chris. You know, I've always understood, like, with the pricing. I mean, this is where carrying transitions, I imagine, comes in as well, you know, is what to price something, you know, from someone's home. Because you mentioned the emotional attachment, you know, and when you're emotionally attached, I mean, you want to charge $100 or $1,000 for everything, don't you? You know, I mean,
well, yeah.
where you don't have, carrying transitions doesn't have that emotional attachment. So they can come up with a fair price, I imagine, for a particular product. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, you look, well, physically we're going to set the price for it based on what the local market has. Online,
right.
what we do is we actually let the market set the price by starting all of our auctions at a dollar.
Yeah.
And
clever.
Then so then the market comes in there and says, hey, this is what it's really worth. And, you know,
yes.
as long as you do the advertising the correct way and you get it out in front of the marketplace, that's truly what the item is worth in your in right
yeah.
now today. And that's difficult for people because, you know, you invest a lot of time and money into these goods. And
right.
But what we always go back to, and the main thing in our business that we have to do, is the majority of the time we're holding a liquidation, it's because they need to sell the home. And
mm-hmm.
the home, they've had it for 35, 40 years, so the home is paid for in most scenarios.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
you know, they can get, let's say even if they got $10,000 in the estate sale, that's still going to be minimal compared to what the value of the home is. And the real
sure.
goal
yeah.
is to get that home on the market, get that home sold, because that's going to allow you to pay for the assisted living care, the nursing care, the downsizing, and, you know, pay for the down payment on the new location that you're moving into. And, you know, don't worry so much about what that dining room table is worth, because in this generation, you know, the dining room table, perhaps most people already have one. And, you
right.
know, so
right.
no matter how much money you spend on that, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean anything in the marketplace today. So we always remind people, one of the things is you've had this table for 20 years. You've loved this table.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten all the use and value out of the table. Right now, we're just
right.
going to find someone else who's going to love it as much as you are, and they're going to pay to haul it away for you. So they're going to pay you to haul it away.
Right.
And otherwise, we have to pay someone to haul it away, and it actually costs you.
Right.
This way,
yeah.
you make a little bit of money, get the house ready for sale, and boom, then that's where your real, most Americans' wealth is still in the family home.
Sure, of course, yeah. No, I think that's well said. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Chris? I mean, this, you know, Caring Transitions type of franchisee is, again, different from, you know, other franchisees that you've worked with in the past. So what do you look for today in a Caring Transition franchisee?
Well, I think primarily the main thing we look for, and, you know, it sounds like, oh, this sounds like one of those horrible interviews, looking for people skills. But no, we're really
mm-hmm.
looking for people who can engage, who can talk in their community,
right.
who are comfortable around,
yeah.
you know, people and able to do that. Because one thing is, you know, you think about your father who went through his scenario with Parkinson's. You weren't just
yeah.
going to randomly go to the internet and pick somebody. You're going to want a connection
right.
with somebody you can trust who's going to help you with
of
this
course.
Stuff.
So
yeah. you have to have that ability to connect, to engage, because, you know, we're not advertising. We're not putting out flyers. These things don't attract
right.
our type of client. We have to go out and connect
True.
To the community. So it's not, you know, some ways it's almost like, you know, the perfect profile is not a salesperson, but it's got some of the attributes of a salesperson, and that's
mm-hmm.
a person who's willing
mm-hmm.
to leave their office, go out in the community, express what it is they do, and then willing to offer solutions and talk to people of the fact that we can provide those solutions for our networking partners as well as our clients in the home when they finally do engage them there. So it's really mostly the first thing we look for is a social component. And then, you know, things that are always, you know, critical in this business, since we deal, we do have a wide variety of clients, but we're still primarily going to work with the senior community. So you have to have an ability
right.
to connect and communicate and an empathy for what they're going through, because this is incredibly, this can be completely traumatic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at seniors, I mean, one of the things that they've done is they've ranked stresses in seniors' lives. And moving and relocating is so high, there's actually, it's called
yeah.
relocation stress syndrome. And, you know, if you don't alleviate that stress for the senior, it could put them in a very awkward and unnecessary position. And that's what we're looking for, is people have that empathy to do that. And then, so those are two main characteristics we're looking for. But, you know, we have people who fit all spectrums, and then we have to look at different programs. Obviously, if you're not that engaged in the community, then we're looking for someone that would have the capital to hire that person who can go out and do the selling for them and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Chris. You know, it's interesting you were talking about relocation stress syndrome. You know, we know somebody who recently went through that, you know, and I don't think people realize how stressful it is to relocate, particularly, you know, when you've been in your home for so long. This woman I'm thinking about, you know, she was in her home for about 40 years, you know, and just, I mean, the moving was just, it was so stressful to her. I mean, she literally had a breakdown. You know, it is. It's very stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, and they ranked like seniors' fears one time, and relocation is ahead of a divorce with a spouse of 40 years.
Wow,
so
that's incredible.
That's how stressed and scared they are of that. And you know, it's everything. It's your memories. It's your
yes.
dreams. Your comfort. Everything is tied up in that home, and for the average person, that's a very, very difficult thing to move from and to go into the unknown again. And, you know, I always go back to, remember that first time you started a new career and how stressful that was? Well, imagine it was
sure.
your entire life and everything you've known and loved and connected to, and they're all going to pull it away from you. And a lot of times
right.
when you're older, you know, you get into the scenario where people treat you like a child again, and they start telling you what you're going
right.
to do and how it's going to happen. And you take that control away from people. So now are they losing their home they love, but you also put them out of control position where the only thing they control is almost nothing. And that
right.
really increases the stress. It can lead to scenarios like you're talking about with your friend. You can have
right.
a break in those scenarios. And so
yeah.
we put people through you know, we have a bunch of online training that we put people through on how to handle these scenarios to hopefully reduce that stress.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that, Chris. You know, as far as the training goes, you know, is, you know, once you decide that you do like them, you know, and they like you and they want to come aboard as a franchisee, I mean, do they typically come out to headquarters? Is that how it works?
Yeah, what we're going to do first, though, is we're going to put them in we call it Jumpstart, but it's a 21-day program that's designed to give you all the background information, help you set up your business, all the stuff you have to do to set up your business, so really everything you need to do to come and launch. And then for that 21 days, a lot of it is going to be online education and training so that when you come to Cincinnati, you're going to come to Cincinnati for a full week, and we're going to go through everything, but in a full week, you can't cover everything into the depth that needs to be covered. So we have
right.
a 21-day online program with all sorts of different aspects. And then once you leave here in Cincinnati, what we're going to do is we're going to send you to an established franchise location that is set up as a training center, and you're going to spend about a week with them in the field. So you're going to have online training. You're going to have what we call more the institutional university type training here in Cincinnati. And then you're going to go out and get field training where they have been trained to take what we've taught them in the office and get them into real world examples. So when they launch their business, they've had a pretty robust training for this type of business. And then they get assigned that mentor relationship from their on-site training center. And so they'll have not only the ongoing support from someone here in the office who's their operations manager, they'll also have that mentor relationship with an existing owner who's profitable, successful, and committed to education and teaching other fellow franchisees.
That's fantastic. That online training is great too, isn't it, Chris? I mean, again, you could appreciate it because you've been in franchising a long time, but you know, that initial training, you know, before they even get to headquarters, I think is so great. You know, as I teach for Kaplan University, which is an online university.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
awesome,
I think
yeah.
that's great. Yeah, to just be able to be prepared, you know, so as soon as you get to headquarters, you know, I mean, you have a pretty, you know, you have a background knowledge anyway, as far as the industry goes, you know, and I think that helps in the whole training process, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you can see, I mean, it's kind of funny. You can kind of see people who are fully invested in the pre-training before they come
true.
To the office.
You can tell that, too.
And the people who
yeah.
don't. And it's different
because
you see people who look at you with the wide eyes and going, oh my God. And then the other people are looking
right.
at it like, oh, this makes sense now. Everything's
right,
clicking.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and we, you know, we're prepared for both types because we understand
right,
the personalities.
Of course.
But,
yeah,
yeah we really do. We do really believe that is the best program for people, and you know, and that's, we attribute a lot of our success and growth to the fact we've invested so heavily into training and support,
yeah.
obviously as well.
That's terrific. What you've been doing this a while now, Chris. You know, and when we have someone like yourself on the show, you know, one of the questions we like to ask you is, because the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they know or they have an idea that they want to get into franchising, but we find, you know, from doing the show such a long time now, most of them don't even know where to begin because there's just so much out there today. So, I mean, from everything you know and have learned up to this point, I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest or journey to buy a franchise?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing, and I talk to everybody who I ever talk to, Caring Transitions or any other concept I've ever been involved in, is that the first thing you're doing is you're looking at a franchise concept, and you get inundated with concepts, and there's so many different things to do, and so many great ideas and great businesses out there. And I tell people to step away from the process and look at really what's your passion. Okay, because you're ultimately going to be you're going to be the most successful the thing you're most passionate about. So when you're looking at all these different concepts, what is it that attracts you to them first? I mean, because you know, there's all sorts of different ways to look up, you know, what's good in franchising, everywhere from just Googling it, finding specific you know, franchise aggregators to, you know, the consultant networks that exist out there, and they're going to present to you a lot of great businesses. There's tons of them out there. But it really narrows down into first define your passion. What is it that you want to do? And then most importantly, what is it that you don't want to do? And then make those lists up of what it is out there. And then first look through that, you know, make that call, see if you connect with the organization and see if your kind of personal belief structure aligns with theirs. And then you start really digging into the business model. Because if those two things don't hit, you know, the business model can be amazing, but, you know, if you're going to say, you know, at the end of the day, I hate food service, well, then, you know, you're going to be miserable no matter how successful that business is.
Exactly.
So get into something you're passionate about, then find out a company that kind of aligns with your belief structure, and then get into the business model and make sure that obviously there's all the standard franchising things that are in play, the training, the support, and, you know, what are their national meetings like, what's their network like, what are their franchisees communicating with each other like, and all those different, you know, value judgments you can make based on, you know, is it a fit and is it a good system for you. But, you know, go back to that first thing, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not passionate about it, you're ultimately going to find a reason not to do it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So as the president of the company, I could ask you the next question, Chris, is where do you see Caring Transitions, you know, going in the next 10 years?
Well, you know, we kind of alluded to it a little bit on the technology side. We're going to – what we're looking for is there's just a huge opportunity here on technology to get more engaged with consumers all across the United States. We, you know, there's some markets that necessarily don't fit for franchising, but do fit for the Caring Transitions model. We see utilizing technology through our apps and our online auction site to really reach out to those communities and give them resources to be able to do some of the things they need to do when they're going through transitions. And then the other thing is really we're looking at, and we found this out just like, you know, 10 years ago, we were an estate sale company, and that's really only one of our services that we offer today. We really see going in the future what we've learned over the last 5 years is that we can help people in all stages of transition no matter where they're at in life. And that, you know, the services and the communication and the skills that we build up to communicating with seniors during this difficult transition have worked really well for executive relocations and people who are just undergoing difficult moves. And as we see this, we see Caring Transitions being a partner with national moving companies all across, you know, North America, and as far as also our international expansion, as we really hone into those kind of, you know, skills that we can really help people, you know, because the idea is when you walk out of a Caring Transitions home, when we're done with your home, it's move-in ready. You know, the dishes are in the cupboards, the silverware's in the silverware drawer, the clothes are hung, the beds are made, the boxes are packed up and all removed. So you walk into your home and then you can focus in your new community, you know, where's the doctors, where's the schools, where's the things that really matter? And then we'll take care of, you know, where should your shirts be? And we see that expanding out, not just to seniors, never losing our focus on the senior skills because it gives you an extra level of communication ability. And then taking that and applying it out in the marketplace for everyone who goes through these, from divorced couples to just, you know, any other type of difficult transition. So we see ourselves becoming the, you know, kind of the ultimately, you know, when you think about, you know, because people don't know where to go. Moving companies don't do our type
That's
of transition.
True.
And so we can really help a lot of different scenarios with that. And we're seeing that expansion happening through our own website and the leads we generate right now. And then we'd like to be more active in growing that business as we continue to solidify where we are in the senior marketplace.
That's fantastic. I think it's a great service, Chris, and I get it, you know, and I appreciate it even more after talking to you today. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the services of Caring Transitions and, of course, the franchise opportunity itself, Chris?
Well, I would look right at, you know, careandtransitions.com and our website, which is, you know, going to have all the different components, and it'll direct you right to the franchise development website, which you can get even a little bit of a e-tour to kind of demonstrate what it is that we do and how it impacts you as a business owner.
That's fantastic. I really enjoyed talking to you today, Chris, and I'm glad I finally had a chance to have you on the show. I think it's a great franchise opportunity, and I'd love to invite you guys back as you continue to grow.
Hey, I really enjoyed it, Marty. Anytime I can give more information out about Care and Transitions, I'd love to be there.
It's been my pleasure, Chris. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sam Hance, who is the president of Stone Coat. And one of the questions we asked Sam when we had him on the show was, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? And Sam talked about the importance of doing a self-evaluation and asking yourself important questions like, what do you like to do? Because in franchising, experience can be taught. So let's listen to what Sam had to say.
Probably one of the most qualified people to answer the question, studying your background, Sam, is what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them are looking to buy a franchise. But as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. We find that a lot of them just simply don't know where to begin, and it becomes a bit overwhelming. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Marty, you're touching something that is dear to my heart right now, because this is the part of business that I love, is helping people find their right fit. And that's the primary thing that I tell people. Your starting point is to do a self-evaluation and come up with the things that you like to do. If you are not a hands-on person, don't get into the lawn maintenance business.
Right.
If you are, if you like being outside, there's all kinds of businesses to look at outside. If you're more of a analytical bookkeeping type person, there's franchises there. If you have a love food, then food offers great opportunities.
Right.
So
right.
That's the first thing I tell people, is really decide what you want to do, what you like to do, not necessarily what you have experience at, because in the franchising world, experience can be taught. So that's
right,
the first point. Second thing I tell people is figure out your resources and don't overextend. The Chamber of Commerce, National Chamber of Commerce, says that the number one reason for business failures in the United States is undercapitalization. So you've got to know your resources and don't overextend it. Talk to the people that are most important to you and get their input. And I always tell people, give your loved ones permission to hurt your feelings if that's what it takes, so they can be brutally honest about what they see in you. Then when you get to the company, research the owners first. Know who the owners are. Go visit them. Make sure that their goals and ambitions align with what you really are looking for. And character is important. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you want to research is the industry. Is it a good, stable industry? And instead of some fad that could come and go. And then the third thing is research the franchise model. Most people get that a little out of order, because the first thing they want to do is research the franchise model. And I tell them, no, back up and go look at the owners, and then look at the industry, and then thirdly is look at that. And finally, franchising is not selling. Franchising is finding good fits and good matches for life ambitions between the franchisee and the franchisor. And if anybody is pushing you or pressuring you to purchase a franchise, then you need to run away from that as fast as you can. The people on the other side of the table from the prospective franchisee should be just as anxious to get involved in understanding what both sides are looking for.
Wow, it's a great answer. We've been doing the show 10 years, and I have to say that's one of the best responses we've had in almost 500 shows. So I could tell you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you.
It just included everything. It's just a great response. So what are the plans then, Sam? I mean, I can ask you as the president of the organization. I mean, where do you see Stonecoat maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road?
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Sam Hance of Stonecoat, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our franchises by category page, and go to our home repair and improvement category. You can hear that whole interview. And Sam had a lot of great advice during that particular show. And finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine now that we've been doing the show almost 10 years now and approaching 500 shows. So we just want to thank everyone for all their support. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.